A big old lower sack.
Sure, that's what we had to pick cotton in.
Do you still have any of those hanging around?
Yeah, because I've always had a hankering to get one.
I don't think.
Yeah. No.
I got a lot of crocus sacks.
Yeah.
You see, you know, let them rest their feed sacks. But see, those cotton sacks, you'd let them touch the ground, you know, so you wouldn't have to hold up and just long and drag them.
Yeah.
Pull. The cotton picking wasn't for me. I couldn't pick cotton. But anything else, I got to do as much, if not more, than anybody else, except pick cotton.
Yes. But something you'd carry potatoes in when you pick them out?
Well, now, cotton bag. Now, I can show you a cotton bag. You know, people make cotton bags through the country, make them out of white oak material, white oak tree material.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got one out there now. And that's what they use to pick the cotton in those sacks and put it in those cotton bags. That's what they call cotton bags. Well, that's you never seen one?
Yeah, I've seen one. I know, I've never seen it made or anything like that. Mm. That's what I was saying when they take the bark of the tree, I was wondering if that...
Oh, yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. No, that's not the bark of the tree, that's just the inside. They would get a white oak that would split good and had a fine grain. You know what I mean by the grain? Well, you know, some of it's coarse, you know.
Real bendable?
Yeah, that's the one.
They got it when the sap was up in the tree, didn't they? Didn't they get it a certain time of the year when the sap was up in the tree?
No, not necessarily. I don't remember anything like that.
Oh.
But they had certain tools that could make it long, long strip, you know, out of white oak tree.
Yes.
That's what made it out of.
And nails came in a...
Oh, yeah, they came in a big... Well, they still do.
Like a barrel, but
yes,
small.
Yes, small, yeah. And you go ahead and buy so many pounds of nails.
Yes.
Yeah. But that, I think, that you can buy a keg of nails yet, I think.
Mm. I thought that most of them kind of taste.
Well, they might, but
did you ever remember people making illegal alcoholic beverages around?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember that?
Well, it's pretty rough in those days at that. Now, that's one thing we didn't. Well, my daddy, he loved it pretty well, but we didn't fool with that old moonshine whiskey. But you get out at night, but I've been coming home at night on Saturday night, and it was just niggers to be just full, the road would be full of niggers drunk, you know, raising the devil, such as that. It was pretty rough. And that, most all the niggers made moonshine whiskey, called it lining, white lining. Saturday night, they'd all get drunk. And Monday morning, when they come to get the mule, the eyes would be ready as they could be, you know, and couldn't do very much work Monday, but then they'd straighten up after Monday and go on to work. But I used to have them here. They'd come in, just be knocked out, and be drunk all Saturday and Sunday, you know.
Is that well, what would they use to, you ever see how they'd make them? They'd put them in a, what about a, the bottles you had or the jugs, what did they put at the top of them?
Well, that's one stuff I don't know much about. I didn't fool with the liquor, that old white lightning liquor.
Okay.
But I have seen them. We came up on one night, Fox Hunting. They make it. And they had a still, you know, and a cord into a big foot tub of water. That this pipe come out from the mash, and then
when you're out in the field and they brought water out to you in a stone jug or something,
yeah.
would there be something to cover?
Oh yeah, it wouldn't be a cough cob, it may be a corn cob stuck in there. Yeah, sure, that was a corn cob.
Did they ever bring water out? They ever have those water barrels that would have a little place where you could turn water on or off?
No, I know what you're talking about. No, we didn't have that like no days, no.